You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one came through Facebook. It's from listener Mo. I guess that's short for Maureen, probably. Often it is. Anyway, Mo says, I heard your call with the dad who is taking his four-year-old out of preschool for the day. Now, we should catch people up who did not hear. It was pretty late. Was that Rattle Off yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a guy, he started by saying he was taking his kid out of school. And so I'm originally thinking like elementary, middle school stuff. And it turned out to be preschool. I think the kid's four.
Yeah, he said he was just going to be missing out on counting M&Ms. So it's not like a lot of brain work. It's finger painting and numbers.
Made us laugh, though. Anyway, back to Mo's note. So she heard that call, and she says, I'm doing the same thing today, but with my 10-year-old.
Okay.
I work a lot and never really seem to get to hang out with him. I have a rare day off today and decided to not send him to school so we could go to breakfast, maybe come home and watch a movie, and who knows what else.
Okay.
She says, I'm getting some crap from some people saying that I shouldn't have him miss school for no real reason, but I wanted to see what you and your listeners think about it. Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, thanks, Mo.
From Mo.
Mo Mama.
We love you back, Mo.
All right, so 10, what is that? I'm trying to remember the math here. Is that fourth grade, fifth grade-ish?
Normally, roughly probably fifth.
Fifth grader missing out. For the day.
Breakfast and to sit on the couch and watch a movie.
What just to hang out. I need more information. What is this kid's grades like? What's the attendance record on this kid?
I know what you think
there's
of
more,
this.
There's more. You need more of a backstory to this kid. And it's his school style or her school style. I'm fine with it. I get it. If you're a busy parent and you don't ever get any quality time with your kid, then maybe just take a day. Go bond a little bit. Maybe if they do, like, educational things, maybe they should go to the museum together. Go to the planetarium. You know, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know me. I'm always complaining about how many days off the kids have. So this is just another one. I know. I'm surprising myself right now.
They got multiple days off. Why can't you just take advantage of those?
But that bonding time is
3 months in the summer, 2.5 months in the summer.
Well, because generally, like when those planning, air quote, days happen, you know, you still got to work. You're just going to find childcare or something for your kids. You're still not going to be around them because you've got to go to work.
But don't you get a calendar so you know months in advance when those planning days are?
Good point. Solid point. So you could take a day off work.
That's what I'm thinking.
What did Mo say? Did she say she was taking off work or she had the day off?
She said, I have a rare day off today and decided to not send him to school.
So rare day off, so maybe she can't take these pre-planned days off. Oh, rare.
I mean, not that it's any better to lie, but I mean, she could call in sick.
This goes back to that topic we had earlier this week, like just randomly calling in sick, and then your coworkers have to pick up the slack. So maybe she's not doing that because she's going to piss off her coworkers.
Plan it in advance.
That would be good.
Here's Lori. Lori, good morning. What do you think? Is this a good idea or not?
I think it's a great idea. If they have good grades, if they're not struggling in school, it's going to be a memorable time for them. They could do something really fun. I mean, sometimes I don't think they do the best use of their time at school. Like, he misses a day of school, and he's done with all that work in an hour anyway, so he'll be able to make it up. It'll be fine.
What are you talking about? My kids just had pajama and movie day the other day. I think they're learning a lot, Lori. Bite your tongue.
I know. Those are critical.
You know, you kind of made my point what I said earlier. It's like I do need a little bit of backstory if this kid has missed a lot of school and how they are with their grades, too. Because if they're not doing good, then keep them in school.
Lori, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show with us. Who is next? It is Kelsey. Kelsey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I think it's totally great that she's doing that. I think life's short, and sometimes it's just important to do that. I used to probably be on the no side as a student because I was a total square growing up. and I never wanted to miss school, but now that I have kids, I think it's okay. I'm doing it in a week with my kids, so...
Well, first of all, you're not a square for wanting to learn and educate yourself. So that's pretty darn cool, actually. I was always envious of the kids that never missed a day and they were like valedictorian. I always looked up to those kids. So
yeah,
don't beat yourself up over that.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey, I'm so glad you called. Listen, you have a great day today and a fun weekend, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
Bye, Kelsey.
Appreciate you so much. Next up, it's Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Good morning. Is it okay for her to take her 10-year-old out of school for no reason or not?
Good morning. I'm going to go with yes, because I think she just gets brownie points for having a rare day off and wanting to spend it with her kids. I work in education, and so every holiday, every break, I'm home with my kids. And so if I was to have a rare day off, I would not keep my kids home.
It's pretty special. They're probably going to remember these little moments more than just a typical day in school, too. They'll remember the day that mom took them to Red Robin to get some mac and cheese, you know?
Aaron, thank you for that call. And don't think it didn't slip past me that she says if she had a rare day off, she would not take her kids out of school. She would use the time.
Oh, did she say? I didn't hear that. Okay, that's fair.
You know, look, and we got more calls to get to. Let's see. We got a bunch of calls, and we're going to try to take as many as we can here. I do want to slip in a little pessimistic viewpoint here. All of this talk about this memorable day. She's going to take the kid to breakfast, and they're going to come home and sit on the couch and watch TV. In other words, it's going to be like any other, like Saturday, Sunday, and stuff like that. I'm telling you, this glorification is all built up in the mind. Within the first hour, they're going to be off in separate rooms in the house doing their own thing.
Oh, you don't know.
I have a pretty strong feeling.
What if their weekends are jam-packed with stuff?
It's not cool to say that. You know, he's going to end up playing his video games. She's going to, you know, do whatever, do something online.
Jeez, Debbie Downer.
She does not say in her note, we have all of these magnificent plans. We're going to the museum. We're going to that. And everyone's like, oh, this memorable, this kid will never forget this day. I know that sounds really noble to say that. In the real world, this is not a memorable day.
Well, it depends on where they're going to eat, if it was somewhere they've been wanting to go. Maybe they'll branch off after they eat. You don't know where the day will take them. And then, yeah, maybe there is a movie they've been dying to watch together, and they're going to watch it. My grandma used...
Well, some of my
best,
minutes.
Some of my best memories growing up were the days that my grandma... It was like once a summer, my grandma came over and took me and my sister out for lunch, a movie, and then she took us shopping. She let us go buy a little toy, and we were young. Probably this kid's age. Those memories
great.
Have stuck with me. This could be
great.
That Why type not? Of day.
I think that's great. Why not do it on a Sunday?
Maybe he's got sports and stuff all day. My gosh. Sports and stuff, man. He's in basketball.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. I'm glad you called. What do you think?
Good morning. I actually just kept my 8-year-old daughter out of school yesterday for no reason at all.
What'd you guys do?
She came to work with me. She's been bugging me to come to work with me, so we just hung out at work.
Oh, I'm sure your coworkers love that.
They actually do. Everybody loves my daughter.
Where do you work? What do you do for a living?
To your face.
I work in a podiatry office, so just around feet all day.
Stinky feet all day. You got a girl.
I'm glad
she's got a foot fetish. All right.
I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show. Appreciate you so much.
And going back to your point, like,
what?
As I'm, like, you know what, deep in this kind of lifestyle, weekends are really consumed with, like, catching up with house cleaning and chores and errands and so many things.
3 Sundays from now, we are not going to do anything except spend the day. We're going to go to breakfast. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to do that. BS on people.
Maybe.
Here's another thing. Here's a stat for you. The average school year, is 180 days.
Okay.
That means that's 180 days these kids are in school. That means this year there will be 186 days that they're not in school.
Yeah, but she'll be working.
They will be out of school more than they'll be in school.
But she works maybe 360.
She's not working 366 days a year. I don't care what anybody says.
Probably not.
They spend more time out of school than they do in school. I'm just the voice of reason, and that's never popular.
I got spring break coming up. I know.
Here's Steven. Steven, good morning. What do you think?
Morning. So I'm a teacher, so from my point of view, if she's that worried, she can also reach out to the teacher and say, hey, I'm going to pull my student out. Can I ask what they'll be missing so I can make up the work with them? A good teacher will do that for them. And I will say, I think one day is fine. Yeah, there's days off and holidays, but she gets the one day off, and we know that if we miss a day of work, work doesn't burn to the ground. This kid can miss one day of school and catch up and make up the work. All right. Mom can reach out to the teacher and say, what did they miss?
So here's a teacher endorsing this. A teacher's endorsing it.
You
do it.
Stephen, thank you very much. Yeah, I don't expect to get a single vote out of this. Not one.
You'll get one.
No, it's 5-0 so far. Here's Becky. Becky, are you voting for me here?
Yes, I am.
You are?
I agree. Children should have that special time. I did work with the teacher.
Well, then that's not, you're not voting for Dom, then.
So you're disagreeing.
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I'm blonde, so work with me here.
In other words, it's okay for her to take the kid out of school.
You want her to have the day.
Absolutely. And I did that with my daughter from the time she was in fourth grade until she was in eighth grade. Once a month, we had a hooky day. I would get the work cleared with her teachers. I always did this. They always knew it was a hooky day, and they agreed with it. She was a straight-A student. She was in 10,000 extracurricular activities.
Well, then it worked for you guys.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, see. Well, that's,
right on. Blonde Becky, thank you for that. So it's 6-0 in favor of Jeremy. Here's Matt. Matt, good morning. What do you think? Is it okay to take this kid out of school?
Oh, 100%. Becky took away all my thunder.
That's all right,
this
Matt.
This was a debate between my mom and my wife, who's completely square, and my mom was valedictorian, or highest in her class, and I won 15 years ago to take the kids out of school. And then they'd fight me again, they'd fight me again, and now they're 16 and 18. Yeah. And Larissa said, Dad, I can't take off this year. I've got too much work. And so I feel it really teaches time management, and you get to spend time with the kids.
You get to cherish that time. I was just reading an article.
Yeah, I think sitting on the couch watching the same Disney movie for the 40th time, that really teaches them a lot of time management.
Maybe it's the first time. They've been dying to see Frozen.
A lot of great lessons in that, man.
I was just reading an article the other day about how like 75% to 80% of the time we spend with our kids in our lifetime will be spent by age 12. So you've got to cherish these like little moments and take the time. Who cares?
What about on a Saturday or Sunday?
80% of the time is going to be gone with them by the time they're 12.
We can't possibly spend a Saturday or Sunday because, you know, we've got shopping to do.
Shopping and church and errands and cleaning.
Courtney gets the last word. Courtney, what do you think?
I'm a teacher. Good morning. I'm a teacher, and I would say it depends on if the student is a good student or not. I have parents ask if they can have work so that they can have their kid for the day, and I'm always like, okay with that as long as the student's a good student. Like, I would love that because parents want to spend time with their kids, but
sure.
So you would speak up. You would speak up and say, your kid's pretty much struggling in every area. This might not be a good idea.
Well, that's cool.
And I'd let my parents know, like, hey, your kiddo's struggling in this area anyway, so they already know, like, if their kid's struggling.
All right.
So I would prefer if parents take him out during our breaks and stuff because there is a lot of time to do that.
I can't tell which way you're voting.
You're kind of with Dom.
You're both sides on this.
Say you're with Dom.
Say you're with Dom. Pick a side. Give me one vote.
Give
me
a
bone.
I would say no. I would say no.
Hey, you got one!
Hey!
Thank you, Courtney.
I got one pity vote. Otherwise, it was 8-1. In favor of yank the kid out of school.
In a way that warms my heart a little bit.
Yeah, mine too, when kids can't spell or anything like that. And next time you bitch about it, just remember what your position was this morning. Take them out of school.
Best day ever with two T's at the end.
Oh, man.